The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm TJ Vogel here to recap a pretty busy, eventful day for the Texas Longhorns here on campus. Started out with a bang. Texas hosted a number of big-time 4- and 5-star prospects in the 2025 class. Had a number of guys in the 26 and 27 classes as well. We'll get to those later. But first scrimmage of the day or of the spring season underway, completed this afternoon in front of all of these big time prospects. So they got to hear from them a little bit later on in this video, just about their reactions, what they took away from getting to watch not only the players on the field, Sarkisian coaches team, but also the position coaches, because that's ultimately the big part of this recruiting trip today for a number of these guys. It's just getting, you know, to see what these guys do when they're in person, you know, kind of seeing how their coaches interact with their players. They teach them in drills, et cetera, especially in meetings, I'll add, because a number of big prospects mentioned today, just how important it was to sit back and see behind the scenes what those meetings were like at the college level. But some of the big takeaways today that I had, obviously, Ricky Stewart joining the 2025 class, the running back out of Chapel Hill in Tyler, Texas. I mean, Jerry posted the video earlier today on Twitter. That's a kid that just loves the University of Texas. And you could see back in January just how much that offer meant to him when Steve Sarkisian and Tashard Choice extended the offer from the University of Texas to him. It changed his entire recruitment. The status in which he viewed himself as a running back even, I think, took a little bit of a turn there for the positives. And ultimately, 3 months later, here you are. Now we are talking about Ricky Stewart adding and joining to the Texas 2025 class. Very talented running back. The first guy out of this group of April 6 visitors that will be in the fold. I'm not saying that there's more commitments on the way this weekend, but certainly you can expect a number of guys on campus this week to eventually end up in the Texas 2025 class. Big takeaways here. Jamie French, the wide receiver out of Mandarin, Florida, and Jacksonville, mentioned right after his visit, Texas is in his top three. That was not the case coming in. He admitted to reporters today, Texas made a big jump, and as a result, locked in an official visit for June 21st through 23rd. Big-time player out of Florida, Texas, getting another crack at Tennessee and Ohio State, round up that top three. That's a big jump. Texas also got Dorian Brew, the very talented cornerback out of Conroe Oak Ridge on campus today. Not necessarily a big guy that you were expecting to come in, but he did make the trip to Texas. And looking at where this Texas cornerback group is currently standing in recruiting, he's all the more important. And of course, DeCorian Moore getting him down for the first of what is three eventual visits for the Longhorns over the next 2 months. Obviously coming back again April 20th for the spring game, and then what we believe to be June 21st through 23rd for his official visit. Loved what he saw from Ryan Wingo. That'll be a recurring theme throughout this video as well. Jonte Cook made some plays, and Isaiah Bond too. So a lot going on in their wide receiving spot. I actually really liked what I heard from Khalid Lockett saying he spent most of his afternoon with DeCorian Moore, Jamie French, Kelshawn Johnson, Jordan Davison, Ricky Stewart, and KJ Lacy, who's kind of the ringleader of all of this, getting these guys, you know, kind of acclimated and used to the University of Texas. He's done a good job behind the scenes of doing his own bit of recruiting and getting guys, you know, to feel comfortable around the city, around the campus, and with the coaching staff right now. But some of the big takeaways, I also wanted to mention Aiden Anding, the cornerback out of Ruston, Louisiana, received what I would call VIP treatment from the Texas staff on the trip today. Received the Texas offer very recently, quickly got in the car, 6.5 hours, 7 hours from Ruston, Louisiana, up here to Austin today. Texas is going to be a team to watch there, and I think they might be the team to watch. He had locked in his official visit to the Longhorns June 21st through 23rd. So keep adding those big names to that list. You can tell that last weekend, official visit weekend for the month of June, is going to be massive for the Longhorns. Aiden Anding, another guy to keep a close eye on as well. Zion Williams, the big defensive tackle out of Lufkin, spent great quality time today with Kenny Baker. That's an important recruitment, obviously, with Brandon Brown in the fold. You got to piece together and pair him with a nice zero tech right over the nose there. Zion Williams is probably that top guy for the Longhorns at the moment. He was one of those guys who talked about the meetings with Kenny Baker and just sitting back and understanding how he works with his players. You know, he mentioned a lot of these guys brand new to him. They don't have a coexisting relationship. They don't necessarily know a lot about one another, but being able to sit in, understand how he works behind the scenes and relates to his players was something Zion Williams said very much stood out to him today. Dropping right on back behind him, Elijah Barnes, the big talented linebacker who just ran a 10.96 in the 100-meter dash out of Dallas Skyline today, actually left with a little notepad about, you know, yay big, and essentially is just an understanding of the Texas schematics defensively, game plans, coverages, schemes, what it takes to essentially run the Texas defense. That was something that I thought was certainly noteworthy and something that Texas fans should keep a close eye on, because you don't see many recruits leaving with the playbook, if you get what I'm saying. That was Dallas Skyline linebacker Elijah Barnes. And then obviously Jonah Williams, the five-star Galveston ball safety on campus today. Interestingly enough, Jonah, during the scrimmage, took a golf cart ride over to Dishwalk Field, kind of toured it around a little bit. We didn't actually get to talk to Jonah afterward, but I was told that he got to see Dishwalk Field a little bit. Of course, this is a guy, a two-sports star, someone that could go professionally, probably in both sports, if he devotes 100% of his time to either. We'll see what he ends up doing, obviously, but this was a big recruitment for the Longhorns to get back onto campus. A great opportunity here for the Longhorns to chip away at what is perceived to be the Oklahoma lead here for Jonah Williams. And then I wanted to talk about Cedar Hill, the twins, or I guess the two of the triplets out of Cedar Hill, Devin and Jordan Coleman. They were on campus today, spent a lot of time with Kyle Flood today. They loved what he brings to the table. Essentially, that relationship is growing and developing very, very quickly and in a great direction for the Longhorns. There'll be a number of guys that we'll talk to in this upcoming video here that, you know, we got some great takeaways today. A few notes on the scrimmage from the guys that we talked to today on campus. Two names really stood out to me that I just kept hearing over and over and over again about. Ryan Wingo impressed a lot of these guys. A number of the receivers, Kalik Lockett, DeCorian Moore, even Jamie French were like, yeah, that freshman can really play some football. He made a strong impression amongst these recruits, as did Jaden Blue. It was funny actually talking to Racine Guillory, the Texas 2026 Aledo commit at the running back position. Essentially was like, yeah, man, I loved what I saw from Jaden Blue. That kid is able to run over folks, which I don't think we necessarily saw a lot of, or maybe not thought he had a whole lot of that in his bag a year ago. It is now in his bag. I was told he ran over, or at least, you know, made a very physical pop with David Benda and Derek Williams at the goal line to end up in the end zone. That's Jaden Blue again, making his presence known early on this spring. But coming up here, we'll certainly have a number of big-time prospects in this reaction video, just kind of giving their thoughts on what they saw on the field, what they saw with their position coach, and how the weekend went for the Longhorns. Elijah Barnes, Zion Williams, the Coleman twins, a number of big-time prospects here. DeCorian Moore in this video. So stay tuned. Take a load off. It's the weekend and enjoy this video. That'll do it for today. I'm CJ Vogel. This has been On Texas Football, and y'all have a great weekend. Hook 'em. Five-star DeCorian Moore out here at Texas. Getting a look at practice this morning. You got to see some of the wide receivers in action. Who stood out to you, and what'd you see at practice?
The whole team stood out, honestly, but key players that I seen, the freshman Ryan Wingo, he was definitely a playmaker today. Him adapting to the whole environment, just seeing how he fit in with the offense, I really loved it, being that I haven't really, you know, heard or seen about him, you know, too much. But he really caught my eye, so I feel like he's going to play more than probably in a freshman year. Jonte starting to play more. I feel like he got to warm up a little bit more. He don't look, you know, too comfortable, but I feel like he's getting the rhythm of it, being that he didn't play that much last year. But I see him as one of the top dogs, too. Isaiah Bond, he's very fast and athletic out there. So I like the way he was out there making plays. the Houston transfer. Uh-huh. He was out there. He didn't do too much. I heard that he was coming off some type of injury or toe something. So he was out there 7-on-7, you know, making a little plays and stuff like that. But I heard he wasn't 100%, so I feel like he's going to be a problem. Really, yeah. Just they whole receiving core going to be nice this year. I really loved the way that they was out there making plays.
And then, obviously, you just clocked a what, a 10-4? Is that what we saw? So, you know, maybe a 10-3-9, 10-3-8. Is that the goal coming up the rest of track season?
I'm trying to hit 10-2. I'm pushing to be in state this year, being that it's going to be my last year running track. I'm trying to be in state.
Perfect. That's five-star DeCorian Moore here in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Out here at practice this morning, what caught your eye? Anything standing out for the defense specifically?
What I would say was I like the intensity that they brought, you know, the energy that they brought to practice and stuff like that. You know, it was just high energy, a lot of people moving around fast and, you know, getting after it today. So.
Perfect. And I see you got the defensive workbook. What is that? Go into detail about what you got in your hand here.
Me and Coach Nash, we were just going over plays, you know, the installs and stuff like that. You know, really just going over schemes and, you know, alignments and assignments and stuff like that. You know, just a little things, the technique part and stuff like that. So.
And overall, a good day at Texas?
Yes, sir.
2025 defensive lineman Zion Williams out here at Texas. Big takeaway that you saw at practice, getting to see these guys in action one more time.
Biggest takeaway I got from these guys was better, like wanting to be better every day, even if you're in a new coaching environment. Like those guys, what I seen, were able to handle how Coach Baker was coaching them very well. And I know for a fact, he's only been here for a few months. So like, I know that's a rough transition to some people, but from the looks of it, nobody took it too to heart. And that just genuinely seemed like they wanted to be better. That was my biggest takeaway. Like Coach Baker makes everybody around him want to be better.
Perfect. All right. Let's see. Jordan and Devin Coleman out here, offensive linemen from Cedar Hill on campus today. Just quick thoughts about Texas and what you saw today at the scrimmage.
I saw a lot of physicality, a lot of hustles. You know, they will come from stretch and hard work, and they go right up there to that field up there and do Indy. No waste, no movement, no time.
Everybody is fast paced, man. They go fast, really fast.
And then with Coach Flood, just quick thoughts on y'all's relationship with him.
Love Coach Flood, man. Cool dude. He came from Alabama. He came here. And we talk to him every day. Have a good relationship with him. We just talking to him in there. And yeah.
It's like you check in on us every day. Amazing coach. Amazing person. Kind-hearted.
Perfect. That'll do. Jordan and Devin Coleman, Cedar Hill, offensive lineman.
Yes, sir.
I heard Lamont Rogers at Texas today. Got to see practice this morning. Got to see Coach Flood in action. What was your big takeaway from getting to see him coach his guys?
I'll say the way how he developed his guys, I'll say just like how he break it down to different people. So it was just great experience just watching how he did.
Perfect. All right, 2026 Alito running back, Texas commit Racen Guillory out here at campus today. You got to see scrimmage. What was kind of your big impression that you took away from?
My big impression was just the flow of practice, what's going on, how everybody got to move quickly. Just seeing Coach Choice in action, you know, being Coach Choice, the person that everybody want to see. Coach Choice, he's just a great guy, you know, and seeing that, Seeing him on the field and off the field, he's the same person. And
right.
I love that, you know. So really, that was stood out to me at practice. It makes seeing everything that I see on TV or hear about is the same thing I see in real life.
Perfect. That's Racen Guillory, 2026 Texas running back commit. Yeah. 2026 quarterback Troy Huhn out here at Texas for an unofficial visit. Saw the scrimmage today. What was your biggest takeaway from what you saw out there?
Well, it's definitely a quarterback system. I mean, Coach Sark and Coach Millway, they really do it through the quarterbacks, and it's just great how it has some play action, some RPOs off of that, and just quarterback-driven offense. I mean, it's just really fun to watch. They're a really explosive offense. A lot of big plays, a lot of little plays as well, but it's just a great offense to be around. They're going to be killer this year for sure.
Perfect. That was Troy Huhn out here at Texas. Hook. All right, 2025 offensive lineman Tyler Thomas out here again at Texas. Got to see some scrimmages, some practice. What was your big takeaway this morning?
how fast-paced the practice was and how much Coach Flood actually coaches and cares about his players.
Yeah, so you got to see Coach Flood in action. Is there any big takeaway in the sense that maybe you didn't get to see previously now that he was in a practice setting?
Yeah, I never really got to saw him coach, like, in a real practice. And it's really no different. He's the same all the time. He just making sure your technique is great and coaching hard.
I know you watched the offensive line. Anybody stand out there?
Yeah, Kelvin Banks and Cam Williams.
Coach Baker coaches is the type of coaching I want. He's very technical. He wants you, he doesn't want you to be perfect, but he's going to coach the things that you need to get better at. So that's what I like. You know, he wants you to be like, he wants you to get take the right steps, take the right angle, right punching, right strength. So,
what was Sark and Coach Baker's message for you today?
To keep on improving. He's going to come see me in spring at Limscombe, so he's going to see how I look and feel and look how I look now. He just wants me to keep on improving, going upwards. So.
Out here with DJ Sanders on campus today, I mean, what really stood out to you about practice, getting to see the team in action today?
I'll say the atmosphere and the practice really stood out for me, and the Kade coach to players.
You saw Coach Baker, you know, kind of on the field doing his thing. Did you see the energy? What stood out about him?
Yeah, they had very, very great energy. A lot of tackling, the stretching, very high energy.
And what about the food? You like it out here?
The food's pretty good.
Yeah, perfect. That'll do today.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.